And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Franklin Graham leads off the news today. He's building a war chest to defend Christians across Europe. His legal team has disclosed that the Billy Graham Defense Fund now holds over £1 million. After winning multiple discrimination cases against UK venues that canceled his God Loves You events under pressure from LGBT activists. Meanwhile, the church in Wales just elected its first openly lesbian Archbishop, Cherry Van. At the age of 66, lives with her civil partner named Wendy, and now she will lead a denomination that's institutionally turned away from biblical teaching.
Welcome.
And AOL is in the news. Are they even still in business? Apparently they are. I'm talking America Online. And our younger listeners, you're going to have to look them up. But they're finally pulling the plug on dial-up internet after 34 years. I had no idea dial-up internet was still a thing. I had no idea American Online was still a thing. But apparently both are. And one is leaving us. And that is dial-up internet, leaving 265,000 Americans who still used it. The iconic service that connected a generation will officially disconnect on September 30th.
You've got mail.
That brings back memories of simpler times and simpler days, doesn't it? Bill Gates, who was actually involved in some of those simple times, well, he's in the news as well. He's pushing lab-grown butter made from carbon dioxide and hydrogen as his latest climate salvation project. His company, Savor, plans to have this industrial park creation on shelves by 2027 because apparently real butter from actual cows is just too dangerous for the planet. But the most disturbing story involves Illinois mandating actual psychiatric screenings for children starting in third grade. This builds on the scandalous history of the PHQ-9 test, a depression screening tool literally created by Pfizer's marketing department, who designed it to expand SSRI prescriptions into primary care. Thank you, Big Pharma. Finally, the mayor of D.C. has called Donald Trump's federal takeover of city law enforcement unsettling and unprecedented while claiming crime has dropped to 30-year lows. The White House responded with facts. Funny how critics hate those pesky facts. And the facts, well, they say D.C. had the fourth highest homicide rate in the country in 2024, six times higher than New York City. If D.C. were a state, it would have led the nation in murders. The mayor's crime statistics are also under investigation after a police commander allegedly falsified data to create the appearance of decreasing violence. When your police union accuses you of cooking the books, maybe it's time to admit the problem isn't the presidential rhetoric. His words, not mine. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.